There was a man in the land of Us whose name was Hubert. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared LBJ and eschewed dissent. In the days of his youth, he had known liberalism. And when the liberals came not unto the house of LBJ and cursed him in their hearts, Hubert sinned not, nor charged LBJ foolishly. Thus said Hubert continually, "Naked came I out of the Senate, naked shall I return, ere I defy my Maker. For LBJ giveth, and LBJ taketh away. Blessed be the name of Texas." And the Democrats went unto Chicago that they might rejoice and take unto themselves a new king. And they came every one from his own place. And in this congregation were Jesse and his cohorts from the deserts of the West, followers unto the slain Bobby, whose hearts were sore afflicted. And there was Julian of Bond, and Lester, wielder of the mighty axe handle, and Connolly, boss unto the ranch hands. And foremost among them was Daly, Lord of hosts and maker of kings. And LBJ said unto his captains, "Have you considered my servant Hubert a perfect and upright man, one who feareth me and walketh in my ways? Yea, though he talketh with the tongue of the liberals, he shall not forsake me, for his supporters are few and full of labor." And when the people heard that the election should fall upon Hubert, they were dismayed and rushed into the streets, shouting, "Should not the multitude of lies be answered? Should a man full of talk be justified?" And the Hippites and the Yippites and the followers of Eugene came forth and jeered. Wherefore did Daly summon unto him his hosts and say unto them, "Let us welcome these children unto Chicago. Let us lay out a carpet of red. Let us silence this bleating of the sheep. Smite them, and deliver them unto my hand." And they smote the children. There stood a watchman on the tower, and his name was Walter the Cronkite. He cried out against the slaughter of the innocents. Wherefore did Hubert win the nomination? But it was dust and ashes in his mouth. And his words were a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And he was covered with boils. And the followers of Eugene cried unto him, "Thou hast lost thine integrity. Go worship LBJ and be damned." And damned if he wasn't.